This podcast is supported by 23andMe.co.uk, a personalised genetic service available in the UK. The 23andMe genetic analysis is based on a small saliva sample. People in the UK can learn about their genetic information that published studies associate with conditions like blood clotting, cystic fibrosis, and even response to certain medicines. More information is available at 23andme.co.uk.
Salutations, Mets fans, and welcome to this week's edition of Amazing Avenue Audio, the official podcast of your SB Nation New York Mets site, Amazing Avenue. I'm your host, Jeffrey Paternostro, and with me this week making his podcast debut is Aaron York. Aaron, in a story that has gone woefully, shamefully underreported, discussed by this podcast, the New Britain Rockcats, starting in 2016, will be the Hartford Yard Goats. So if you could rename any Mets minor league affiliate, which one would it be, and what would you rename them to?
I think we're going to have to rename the Savannah team, because there's a, it's at least a rumor that they're moving to Columbia. So maybe they could have a rivalry with the Charleston team, maybe. They're going to move to Columbia, South Carolina. So the Yankees team is in Charleston. They're the River Dogs. So maybe we could be the Columbia team can be the Tiger Cats or something, if that's not trademarked already. Or maybe they could be the Mud something, the Mud Cats.
I think there's a Mud Dogs, and I think there is a Tiger Cats. I think the Hamilton CFL team is a Tiger Cats, and there's got to be a Tiger Cats somewhere in minor league baseball.
You cross over from having a Canadian football league name to a minor league baseball name. I haven't thought of names. I loved Yard Goats so much. I know we both agreed on that when that news first came up. It was really exciting.
It is amazing. I'm also going to rename the Savannah team, but I'm going to rename them for their last year in Savannah, because why not? And the Sand Nats never really did it for me. It's something about maybe like Nate the Nat's short shorts. Their mascot, a little off-putting. But apparently, at some point in their long history as a minor league team, it goes back to the beginning of the 20th century, they were called, I assume this was during Prohibition, they were called the Rum Runners.
That's awesome!
But the federal government frowned on that and made them change it. So for their last year, I would make them the Savannah Rum Runners.
Well, compared to, that's decidedly less offensive than some of the other professional franchises out there.
I didn't know Savannah had a history of bootlegging, but I guess everywhere had a history of bootlegging at that point in time.
Yeah, everyone loves alcohol. There's bootlegging everywhere, I think. Rum Runners is awesome.
It's a great name.
And you could have lots of creative stuff at the concession stands based on the nickname. That would be lovely. That would be a lot of fun.
To their credit, they, as I recall, they have a pretty good... Not that I'm able to imbibe when I'm there, but a pretty good craft, well, I don't say craft beer, but for an A ballpark, they have a reasonable beer selection. But yeah, adding some rum, sort of, gin up the Rum Runners name, so to speak, would not be a bad idea. This is Amazing Avenue Audio, episode 110. I haven't been naming them recently, but I'm going to break that pattern, because I had something come to me at work today, and I really want to use it as the episode title. I titled them in the post anyway, but I just want to say it on the podcast. This will be the The Assassination of Oliver Perez by the Coward Jerry Manuel Edition. We all remember the last day of the 2010 season. One of the rare Mets losses in the last day of the season. I feel like they're really good on opening day and game 162, but not in between. Offer not valid during 2007 and 2008.
Yeah, just not when it matters.
Just not when it matters. If it does come down to the last game of the season again, the Mets have bolstered their bullpen, which is the reason for this abbreviated podcast. We might do one later in the week, depending on what news shakes out. We'll answer your emails with the usual stuff. But the Mets went trade crazy as we record this on Monday night. They made two trades, both for left-handed relievers. Traded for the Washington Nationals' Jerry Blevins and the San Diego Padres' Alex Torres. So we'll go through both of those deals as the Mets start to shore up their opening day pen. We'll talk about the big news is that once again Amazing Avenue goes cable, I guess. That has to do with the Blevins trade. We'll start with the Alex Torres one, which was the first one to break this afternoon. Alex Torres coming to the Mets, Corey Mazzoni, and a player to be named later, which could also be cash considerations in the end. We'll see how it goes. Heading out west to San Diego. So at the time, it seemed a little weird, given that Torres isn't a traditional Lugie profile, was a pretty good prospect back in the day. But Aaron, how do you feel about this move, WRT, the Mets' 2015 bullpen?
I think it's cool. Back when they first made it a few hours ago, I was driving back to New Jersey from a wedding I was at. Well, it was technically in New Jersey. It was in South Jersey. I was at a wedding in South Jersey. I was driving back.
I have to ask, are you from New Jersey?
I'm from Central Jersey.
Because I feel like only New Jersey people actually delegate between, like, the different regions of New Jersey.
Well,
to everyone else, it's just, like, one state.
Well, South Jersey is Philadelphia country. There's a billboard with Cliff Lee on it that I was making fun of because the rest of one of the groomsmen and the groom is a big Phillies fan, so I like that there was still a big, like, Cliff Lee billboard for some local dealership of some kind. It was really funny. I mean, his career is sadly coming to a close, but it's just a sign of the downfall of the Phillies, and we'll see. Probably quickly be on their feet, just like the Marlins seem to just recover from whatever they do. The Phillies, if they can trade Cliff Lee, I'm sure they'll be right back at him. But right now, it's funny to see Cliff Lee's face on a billboard representing in a Philly suburb. But anyway, I first heard it on The Fan that the Mets had made a trade for Alex Torres, and I wasn't familiar with his splits until I started researching for, I just wrote on the website about Sandy Alderson's comments, where he describes Jerry Blevins as the, you know, traditional lefty lefty on lefty guy, and Alex Torres was really good in 2013 with Tampa Bay. He was really good against lefties and righties, and then last year with San Diego, when he donned the Mario Brothers safety cap, it makes him look like a Mario brother, which is amusing to me, and apparently it's also amusing to Keith Hernandez, which I didn't see that news when it came out last summer, but it's pretty ignorant of Keith to make fun of a player for wearing a piece of equipment that seems at least preferable in today's game, and it not necessary yet, but you never know where the game is going. But that was basically his calling card. He was like that guy for me. He was the guy that was the first to wear the safety hat, which he could end up being known for that in years to come as a pioneer of player safety. But this afternoon I learned that he was really bad at getting lefties out last year. He walked a ton of lefties. He had a really bad walk rate, over 5 walks per 9. And a lot of that wasn't due to lefty on righty stuff. It was all lefty on lefty stuff.